Hello, I'm Trevor Plotke, and I will be hosting this podcast. Today, we will be talking about The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. We have some questions today that we will be discussing pertaining to the novel. Today, we will be featuring Brian Mihalik, Dominic O'Neill, and Christian Novi. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Joining me for this first segment is Brian Mihalik, to discuss the beginning of Jim's presence in the novel. So, Brian, what was the trick that Tom played on Jim that introduced Jim to the readers?
One night, Huck escaped the widow's house and is going with Tom to join the gang. As they're escaping, Huck falls and makes a noise, alerting Jim, who is sitting in the doorway to the kitchen. Jim comes over to them and sits down right beside them, trying to find who made the noise. After Jim lays by them for a while, he falls asleep. Then, Tom has an idea to tie Jim to a tree and hang his hat on the tree.
And how does Huck feel about this trick?
Huck doesn't agree with Tom playing this trick on Jim. He doesn't want Tom to play the trick because if Jim were to wake, then the widow would find out that Huck had snuck out.
And how does Jim exactly react to the trick that was played on him?
Through this trick, we are introduced to the many superstitions of Jim. Jim tells all who will listen magical stories of what happened to him. According to him, witches rode him around the state and then put his hat in the tree to show that they had bewitched him. He then changed his story to make it more interesting, saying that they chased him around the country and around the world. He told these stories in order to gain attention, which he received from slaves who would come from all over to hear his story.
For our next segment, I will be joined by Dominic O'Neill. So, Dominic, how does Huck view the practice of praying, and how do his attempts at praying change his view at it?
Huck thinks that praying is an ask and receive system for physical objects, and whatever you ask for, you'll get. For example, Huck continually prays for things like a fishing line and hooks, but does not get them. When he asks Mrs. Watson to pray for what he wants, she explains to him that he receives spiritual gifts through praying. She then explains that Huck must help others and put them before himself, but Huck only sees how this will benefit them, and not him. He finally decides to just forget about praying, because it does not work the way that he wants it to.
And how does Huck feel when he first sets out on the river?
When Huck first sets out on the river, he's very confident in faking his own death and leaving behind his father, and he was sure that everyone else will be convinced. He then starts to make a plan relating to where he will go and how he will survive.
So, running out away at 13 is a pretty big deal. How exactly does Huck show any signs of regret?
Huck doesn't really show any signs of regret or intimidation for being on his own at 13.
That's pretty impressive.
I believe so.
Next up, we have Christian Novi. He will be discussing with me Jim's presence with Huck after Jim ran away from Miss Watson. Alright, so Christian, why do you think Chapter 8 is titled, I Spare Miss Watson's Jim?
Well, I think Chapter 8 is called, I Spare Miss Watson's Jim, because Huck literally spared Miss Watson's Jim. When Jim told Huck that he ran away from Miss Watson, Huck could have come back to town with Jim and turned him in for a considerable amount of cash, but he didn't. And Huck accepted Jim and let Jim live with him on Jackson's Island.
So, why do you think Huck accepted Jim instead of turning him in?
I think Huck accepted Jim because Huck was feeling lonely and wanted a friend who was also alienated from society.
So, why do you think Jim doesn't allow Huck to view the body of the man that was shot in the back?
I think that Jim doesn't allow Huck to look at the man because of superstition. And Jim said that if you looked at the man who was shot, you would get bad luck. And Jim also said that he didn't want to talk about it the next day so that he could avoid getting some bad luck.
And so what were they able to salvage from the boat that the man was on?
And although they didn't look at the body, they still rummaged through the boat for anything they can get. And they found many things, including an old tin lantern, a butcher's knife with no handle, a brand new Barlow knife that Huck says is worth 2 bits in any store, and some candles and many other things. But one thing they found and took was an old blanket overcoat, which the next day they searched and found to have $8 in silver sewn to it the next day.
Now I will be finishing up the podcast with a final question and supplying my own thoughts and opinions on the book. Today I will be finishing up the podcast by addressing how both Huck and Jim are alienated from society in fundamental ways, and how the setting of the island is a refuge for them. Both Huck and Jim are alienated from society in different ways. Huck is alienated from society because he does not want to follow the rules that are in place. Also, he's kidnapped by his dad and taken to a cabin where he has restricted interactions with the outside world due to this kidnapping. Jim is alienated from society due to his race and status. He is a slave and an African American. At the time, people like Jim were treated poorly throughout the South. The natural setting of the island serves as a refuge for both Huck and Jim. Huck is finally allowed to do whatever he pleases and does not feel oppressed by the rules of society or his father. Jim, while on the island, is no longer treated as if he is a slave by Huck and as a different person from society. Huck and Jim build a friendship wall together on the island because they both feel as if they do not connect with society as well as others, but they connect well with each other. That's all the time that we have for today. Thank you guys all for listening to our podcast on The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. I and the others hope you enjoyed hearing our opinions on a few key elements in the novel. Make sure you tune in next week for our next edition. Thank you.